It's week three of the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein, thanking our sponsors, Pizza Chef, Bel Air Land, TF Ice Cream, United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and Mike Carey with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. We'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. Head coach John Batts of the Pioneers will join us soon, talking about last week and the 42-22 loss against Mount Vernon. Plus, Mason Jones will join the program, the junior linebacker, diagnosing the defense from last week, getting ready for South Ridge, and head coach John Batts will join us in the back end of the program, telling us what we need to know about that game against South Ridge. It's week three of the Boonville Football Show right here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Stay buckled in and don't go anywhere. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. So many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. Hey, right on Main Street, Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a Pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on week three of the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach John Batts is here on the ref talking about a 42-22 loss against Mount Vernon. Coach, I really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on, Brad.
Yeah, really appreciate you coming on. So, obviously, a tough game against a really tough team. What are your takeaways from this past week against Mount Vernon?
Yeah, not to take anything away from Mount Vernon. I thought that they're a really quality football team. Offensively, in that game, we struggled early. First few drives, quick three and out to start the game. And then, obviously, once we got the ball moving on our second drive, we end up fumbling that and turn the ball over. Again, you take those first three drives out of the game, I thought we competed after that, but obviously dug a hole early that we were unable to get out of.
Again, talking about this game, 42-22, a loss, but there was a lot to take away positively. Tyler Klaner had an unreal game receiving 8 catches for nearly a buck 15, had the touchdown as well. So, you know, certainly he's clicking in his senior year. We saw him as a big part of the passing game last year as a tight end, but it seems like you guys are putting even more weight on his shoulders, more of an onus on Klaner up the seam in 2025.
Yeah, he did a really good job the other night. Like I said, we thought that was a positive within the game. Our throw game was solid for the most part. Tyler made some plays. Just seemed like, you know, not sure anybody could cover him on the field there. So I thought Jackson did a good job of finding him when he was open. Obviously, he made a couple of big plays for us.
What are your impressions on how Grant Davis played? Obviously, the consequence of success is expectation, right? And he had 4 touchdowns. That was a career high for him in the first game. And he certainly had a statistically sound game, but you know, certainly going to be difficult to reach the bar that he set for himself in week one. So in this game, 11 carries, 60 yards. How would you grade him out?
Yeah, we struggled a little bit to run the ball Friday night. A lot of penetration there, up on the front line. And one thing we wanted to do going into that game was control the line of scrimmage, and felt that we were unable to do that. Nothing to him, but we did struggle to run that a little bit. I know Grant was probably a little tired as well defensively. He led us with 12 tackles. He did a really good job defensively coming down in the box and making some plays. But as a team, we struggled to run the ball Friday night.
John Bass talking about Boonville football here in their week 2 game against Mount Vernon. And looking at the defense at 42 points allowed, I know you kind of alluded to it off the top about digging yourselves a hole, 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. But how would you diagnose the defensive struggles against Mount Vernon? What did they do well that you guys need to work on and trying to neutralize going forward?
We just did a really poor job defensively of getting off blocks, reading keys, coming down hills, things that we had done well leading up into the Mount Vernon game last week. I thought we really struggled on that. We kind of played on the backs of our heels. And again, Mount Vernon's pretty sound offensively. They've got a lot of weapons. Their quarterback, Snodgrass, played really well. Hostetter's phenomenal out there in space when he gets the ball. But again, just struggling to get off blocks, missed tackles. We knew to beat Mount Vernon, you were going to have to eliminate the big plays, and obviously we didn't do that the other night.
This is week 3 of the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Don't go anywhere. Mason Jones joins the program in a moment, talking Pioneer football when we return on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot that. Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. So many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. Hey, run on Main Street. Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a Pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on week three of the Boonville Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Mason Jones, the junior for the Pioneers, is here on the Ref talking about Boonville football in 2025. Mason, really appreciate your time. How are we doing?
Good. How are you doing?
All good. Yeah, good to hear from you. So, in talking about this past week against Mount Vernon, I know that they're a really, really good team, but what did you see from your vantage point on the field and what you guys might need to work on going forward to flip the script and flip the result going forward, a 42-22 loss this past Friday?
Yeah, definitely just coming more prepared into the game mentally and physically, just taking practice more serious as a whole. And just the physicality, we just need to make sure we're bringing our A game physically every single week.
I know that different opponents means different game plans, but then again, I feel like you guys did a lot right in week one. What was the difference in week two?
Just back to the physicality. I think we came in week one all hyped up and ready, and then week two we didn't carry the same momentum.
Again, looking at Pioneer football in 2025, and you guys are certainly positioned well. Really, really impressive win against Paoli to begin the year. The defense was outstanding. You're talking about physicality. I know that you're a big part of the defense, and going forward, need to be. So everyone's counting on you. But you know, the defense against South Ridge, their offense, what kind of challenge do they pose as you guys get ready to lace up again on Friday night?
Yeah, typically they're a very physical team in the run game. So I feel like coming up, we need to focus on that, stopping the run, and then make them try to pass on our very talented corners.
Now, the corners certainly are talented, but then again, there's talent all over the field. You're a part of that. What has been maybe the best part of your game through 2 weeks, if you can kind of look in the mirror and evaluate yourself?
Yeah, the best part of my game is definitely – being able to read plays and get in the right spot. I feel like I do a very good job reading the guards and being able to make a play from there.
How has it been for you in this season working and leading as an upperclassman under a new coach, Darren Ward, into John Batts?
Yeah, it's definitely taken a step because everyone's new to it. So I just have to come in with the mindset that we're going to be the best and that we're not going to be able to let anyone get us off our game.
Again, here with the junior Mason Jones of Boonville football right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein on week three of the Boonville football show here on The Ref. And looking at the game against South Ridge from last year, how much stock do you put into that tape as you get ready for this upcoming Friday night? I know that you guys played them a season ago. I know that it was a game that you remember very well based off of the results of 41-20 loss a season ago. So what do you take away from that game?
I definitely think we watched some film and we see the team that they are, but we also need to know that we are a completely new team with a lot more motivation to come and get a victory this week.
As Mason Jones, the junior linebacker and running back for Boonville football right here on WREF. Mason, I really appreciate you taking the time. Congrats on everything that you've accomplished so far, and can't wait to see what you guys do individually and as a team this upcoming Friday and the rest of the way.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. Head coach John Batts rejoins the program to put a bow on what's been a fun show right here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. So many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. Hey, run on Main Street. Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Coming down to the wire here on week three of the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theRAF.com and the WREF mobile app. With John Bounce, the head coach, I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us. All right, coach, so getting ready for Friday night against Southridge. What's the game plan? You guys played them 41-20, a loss last year, translating into this year. What does this matchup look like?
We know, again, Southridge is a great opponent, one of the better teams over the last several years here in Southwest Indiana. They're physical. They're fast. Really good job at what they do. So we're looking to. Obviously, we didn't think we were at our best last Friday. So big thing we're hitting on this week is just preparation going into this week, and we're looking forward to Friday night.
You know, I was just talking to Mason Jones a moment ago about Southridge and about this team, this defense going forward. He kept on using the word toughness or physicality. How much of that is coming from the players and the leadership in the locker room, and how much of that is coming from the staff kind of messaging that to the defense of, hey, we've got to be a little bit tougher against other teams like Southridge, for example, this Friday?
Yeah, it's being preached both from our staff and within the players there. Last Friday, Mount Vernon, we obviously weren't very tough, giving up 42 points, something we never want to do again defensively there. And we know Southridge is a run-heavy team. They like to get after you and punch you in the mouth there. So definitely preaching toughness and discipline, to our defense. We had about 13 penalties for a little over 100 yards last Friday, so that's something else we've got to clean up as well.
Now, Southridge could easily be 2-0, came down to the wire in week one against North Posey, and then they played Washington last week, a 56-33 win. This game upcoming on Friday, it's going to be their home opener as well, so that's a tough test. But I'll ask you this, after watching this team, Southridge, through two games, is there anything that surprised you? Because we know that they're a run-heavy team, to your point, so they're not necessarily trying to surprise you or keep you on your heels, but anything pop out on tape?
Just they're really talented, especially there at the quarterback position. The Leathers kid they've got, he's a dual threat quarterback. I think he's close to about 300 yards rushing on the year. Has the ability to throw the ball as well. They've got some good athletes and some good size out there at the receiver position. I think one of the things they do, you know, the best is just that perimeter blocking out there. Those receivers do a really good job. They hit some big plays against Washington. Got up early in that game. Had some big plays again as week prior to that against North Posey. So, again, just trying to keep that run game in check. And obviously we want to have to, you know, make them throw the football. But if we can't stop the run, we'll be in trouble.
The idea of making them throw the football, then again, Leathers, the senior quarterback you mentioned a moment ago, he had a couple of passing touchdowns last week against Washington. How do you get them to, or how do you incentivize them, force their hand to throw the football?
I mean, we've got to get some first and second down stops,
yeah.
Which is something we struggled to do with them last year. Keep them in that third and mid, third and long range, and give us an opportunity. You know, we feel one of our strengths is our secondary and our wide receiver, those skill kids we've got. So, if we can get the ball put in the air, we feel kind of confident there, but it's going to definitely take some stops there on first and second down.
Coach, I can't wait to see what you guys do against South Ridge. Should be a really exciting game. That is the head coach of Boonville Football, John Batts, on week 3 of the Boonville Football Show. Really appreciate you taking the time, and good luck, Coach.
Yep, thanks.
All right, you've been listening to Week 3 of the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theRef.com and the WREF mobile app. Thanks for listening.